Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Republican Dan Bishop narrowly won a special election for a House seat in North Carolina today. He beat Democrat Dan McCready. President Trump had campaigned for Bishop at a rally last night, saying voters had a chance to send a message to America-hating left. Republicans also won a special election in another district in North Carolina today for the seat held by the late Congressman Walter Jones. Congressional Democrats are attempting to move ahead with new legislation to curb gun violence after several mass shootings this summer. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's time the Senate considered a House-passed bill to expand background checks.
It's time to bring H.R. 8, the House-passed, bipartisan, universal background checks bill to the floor for a vote. It passed the House 195 days ago. It's been buried in Leader McConnell's legislative graveyard ever since.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell again said he won't take up gun legislation without clear guidance from the White House on what President Trump will sign. A government report released today finds a sharp increase in the number of people who say they've been sexually assaulted. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
According to the survey, violent crime in general was up slightly in 2018, but the rate of rape and sexual assault nearly doubled. The University of Colorado's Callie Renison is an expert in how victims report sexual assault, and she says the Me Too movement may have encouraged more women to open up to the poll takers about those experiences.
But I also think that a part of it could be is that there has been, among some people, this idea that grabbing people, which is sexual assault, or raping, isn't a big deal. And so we might be seeing just actual more offenses as well.
And yet people do not seem to be more likely to report sexual assaults to the police. In this survey, the percentage of victims who say they filed a report went down. Martin Costi, NPR News.
John Bolton is out as national security advisor, which means President Trump is looking for his fourth permanent person for that role in under 3 years. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
President Trump announced via tweet that he had asked Bolton to resign. Bolton then followed with his own tweet, saying the decision to leave was his alone. Trump said his national security advisor had to go because he and others in the administration disagreed strongly with many of Bolton's suggestions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was among those to clash with Bolton.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants. At any moment, this is a staff person who works directly for the President of the United States, and he should have people that he trusts and values and whose efforts and judgments benefit him in delivering American foreign policy.
Bolton's deputy, Charles Kupperman, has been named acting national security advisor. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A British tourist died while skydiving near the Grand Canyon National Park today. Officials say the 55-year-old man was skydiving in tandem with another man when they encountered difficulties and were in free fall before they landed. The second man survived with a broken leg. Pope Francis has taken a stand against the U.S. and Britain in a sovereignty dispute with Mauritius over a strategic archipelago in the Indian Ocean. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
In 1968, Britain granted independence to Mauritius but held on to the Chagos Archipelago. Its 2,000-strong population was then evicted so the United States could build an air base on the island of Diego Garcia. After years of court battles, the UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly this year that the islands be returned to Mauritius. It was a diplomatic blow for Britain and the U.S. Asked about it, Pope Francis said, "It's true that what's right for all of humanity is not always good for our wallets, but rulings by international organizations must be obeyed. The UN and international tribunals were created," the Pope added, "precisely in order to resolve disputes between nations in a brotherly and civilized manner." Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The body of Robert Mugabe is expected to return to Zimbabwe tomorrow. He had ruled Zimbabwe for decades, first taking power in 1980 when the country became independent from white minority rule. Mugabe was removed by his own army in a coup nearly 2 years ago. He died last week in a Singapore hospital after a long illness. He was 95. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.